Text of our message this morning is taken from the gospel reading, John 3, and emphasis on the fifth verse. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This is the word of God. You may be seated. Well, in our text this morning, John describes an unexpected meeting. First, it is unusual because Jesus' visitor comes to him at night. Second, it is unusual because he comes alone. Third, it is unusual because he is a Pharisee. And finally, it is unusual because he is an elder of Israel, a distinguished member of the Sanhedrin, or the Senate, we might say, of Israel, an important person coming to Jesus alone at night. The visitor enters into a discussion with Jesus, but Jesus has other plans for his visitor. He wants him, and he wants you to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, in the first chapter of John's gospel, the Pharisees come as delegates to John the Baptist. They want to learn more about him and what he's doing. And Jesus has a similar meeting with these political figures in the second chapter of John's gospel, just after he cleanses the temple. They want to understand who he thinks he is and what he's up to. What's going on here? However, after that event, John tells us the people begin to start changing their minds about Jesus and start seeing him differently because of all of the miracles that Jesus does while he's in Jerusalem. Instead of demanding who has sent him, they start listening to Jesus. They start asking questions of him. And some began to believe on him because of those signs, those miracles that they saw. I say began to believe because they don't yet know who Jesus is and who has sent him. They don't yet understand the power of God at work through Jesus. So Nicodemus enters into discussion with Jesus at night and alone. He's got to know more. He sneaks in to see Jesus due to the politics of the day. He wants to learn more about Jesus, but away from those prying eyes of other Israelites who might use his interest in Jesus against him. Now, as Nicodemus enters into that conversation with Jesus, he begins with flattery. Flattery, as any politician might do. "Oh, Jesus, we know you're a great miracle worker. We know that God must have sent you, because otherwise you couldn't be doing these wonderful things." And Jesus receives him coolly and immediately changes the subject. Nicodemus wants to discuss what Jesus' deeds and teachings mean for Israel. And Jesus wants to discuss Nicodemus's standing before God and his kingdom. So that sly statesman starts out with flattery, but Jesus answers with truly, truly, or we might say sincerely, sincerely. Jesus offers no flattery. He knows just what people are looking for in religion. They are looking for the truth, sincerely told and taught. No faking, but focus on the truth and the facts as God delivers them to us in his word. That is the teaching ministry of the church, even still today. So Jesus tells Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then Nicodemus understands Jesus' teaching in a wholly natural way, tries to interpret it in a natural way, and so misses Jesus' point completely. Water is naturally a part of the birth process, right? We know this. If your water breaks, you better be getting to the hospital, right? Because you know what's going to happen next. So perhaps we should not be too hard on Nicodemus that he's hearing this word about the water and thinks naturally in physical response to Jesus' words, wondering what this new birth is all about. We might also know that water gives growth. It makes things grow. It brings forth new life. Life. April showers bring May flowers, right? We know and love that statement. And in fact, the story of God's creation begins with water and the Holy Spirit hovering above those waters of creation. H2O is that foundational element of life. Without it, life cannot exist. And even John's gospel begins at the waters of John's baptism there at the Jordan River, calling Israel to come to those waters, to come and to be cleansed and to enter into that newness of life. Jesus teaches, enter the waters and so enter into the kingdom. But there's another element in his teaching, another element that we cannot leave out and that we cannot live without. It's not a physical element, but a spiritual element, the Spirit of God himself. And Nicodemus seems not to understand this, although the Old Testament prophesies it repeatedly and speaks of the outpouring, water language, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah warns that disaster will come upon Israel until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. The prophet Joel tells us, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. The very thing that we celebrated last Sunday on Pentecost Sunday. Finally, Ezekiel prophesies, chapter 36. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will take away your stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. All of this prophesied thousands of years before. And yet Nicodemus, who should have known that Old Testament, doesn't seem to catch these prophecies about the outpouring of God's Spirit. Now, on Mother's Day, a couple Sundays ago, we had our 20th baptism here at Emmanuel since I arrived as your pastor. And as you can see, I'm thrilled about it. Very excited. Wonderful. 20 souls have entered the kingdom through that water and the new birth. And the gift of the Holy Spirit has entered into those souls. What Isaiah and Joel and Ezekiel prophesied those thousands of years ago is being fulfilled here. fulfilled here among us and in our families, our children, and our grandchildren. Yet we need to sustain that care that the Lord began in those lives. For example, think about this. Families in Emmanuel have been planting things around our campus here. Plants coming up all over the place, going into the ground. And those new little plants need steady watering if they are to prosper. And in the same way, those new persons who have begun in the Spirit of God by their baptism need that steady care. God has forgiven their sins and poured out His Holy Spirit upon them, but they need that continual care if they are to grow and to prosper. And the truth is that we too, who have been long in the faith, also need that continual care in our lives. Luther tells us in the Catechism that we need to continually enter into our baptism day by day for renewal and strength, born of water and the Spirit, sustained in that washing in the Spirit. Enter in, dear friends in Christ. Enter in again, and so enter the kingdom of God. Jesus tells Nicodemus that he needs to enter the kingdom of God. In other words, Nicodemus is outside of the kingdom. This important, influential leader of Israel is not in the kingdom of God. He is outside, looking in, Jesus is telling us. And this is a bit surprising. No doubt Nicodemus was a very religious man. It's almost expected along with his office. But he is not yet a genuine, sincere believer. He is outside of God's kingdom. It is essential that we see Jesus saying this. Some people are not only outside of the kingdom, some will never enter into God's kingdom. We mentioned this when we had that singing of the Athanasian Creed. It mentions this fact that there is a heaven, thanks be to God, but there is also a hell. We don't like to think about this. It's uncomfortable. We tend to assume in our culture that everyone who dies, especially the nice people, automatically go to heaven, right? No questions asked. That's just how it is in our culture. But Jesus' words to Nicodemus should shake our confidence in that popular notion. As Jesus says later, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And this is why we are focusing on outreach as a congregation. And that is why we're having Vacation Bible School coming up here in June. The people in this neighborhood, the people in this city need the gospel of Jesus Christ to enter into their lives so that they can enter into the kingdom of God and into that everlasting life that Jesus promises and proclaims. They need that new birth of water and the Spirit. And we need to bear that word to them, along with those blessings. Just as family and friends and your former pastors, such as Stolzenberg and Sartorius, have done for you in the years past. Now, this weekend, we also remember the many men and women of our armed services who died in the line of duty. paying the ultimate price for our freedom so that we can freely speak of these things, of the gospel, in our nation. And we remember today those who served. And as we remember, let us also remember those who are serving now and pray for their salvation, that each and every one of them would enter into the kingdom of our God by his grace, by that water and the Spirit, in the name of our triune Savior, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.